because of Rosie Murphy, the Noakes of Caliburny, Argyllshire, Scotland, 12th of October, November.
December.
Dearest C, how long it is since I saw your tender lips, how long since your lithe, loathsome limbs were in my arms. How I long once again to embrace with my age-old incandescent ardour your sweet and, oh, so fragrant body, your hair flowing flaxenly over your flagrantly flouted shoulders. Would you were here with me amongst the banks and braes of fair Caledonia? Would I were there with you amongst the banks and craes of fair Tanisus? I burn with an ardour more fierce than that of the sly weasel for his hapless prey. I hope for a softer fate than has come my way, for who shall remember me, me, a runt of no whole purpose, and you a count of no whole purpose? Shun not the protestations of my desire. Night and day has your image haunted me since last we failed to meet. Terrible failure! Day and night have I wandered upon my lonesome feet, no wight to succour the fervour of my neglect, save for the weak-eyed bat shrilly piping in the glebe. No tears to fall from heaven, save from the vespertinal capercaillie with his wild crepuscular bacchanalian sublimations. O distant star! With what throbbing heart do I pant for the stream of kisses from your holy lips? With what pulsating ire do I eschew those who trespass against you? What sublime ecstasy do I await our renewed conflagration anon? What tumult! Oh, sweet my dame, think not ill of me. O lovely daughter of the sky, of Aphrodite begot, pure image of lofty Phoebus' limpid ray, entwine me with the copious plenitude of your stenographic repartee. Beguile me now. Cur ego crudelem patior tam saepe dolorem? I do assure you of the close attention we are giving to this matter, and trust the results will be to your satisfaction. I remain, Miss, your obedient servant, Samantha Ferguson, Miss. Who are you?